But anytime you find a woman that does not love herself, she set herself up for breast cancer. It's going to happen sooner or later. Because God told you right here, if you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, and this is a royal law, you shall love your neighbor as who?
Yourself.
Now, are you supposed to love yourself? Well, you know, when Cheryl and I was over in Germany last year, we saw all these beautiful ladies, these German ladies, just like all the beautiful ladies over here in America, a lot of beautiful ladies over here too. She come up and she's got breast cancer. And Cheryl started noticing. So she started asking, do you love yourself? And a nice-looking, attractive lady, 50 years old, who could love me? Why? Well, if I had a, you know, I got a couple little rolls right here, if I could have a tummy tuck. Or, you know, I got a little crease right here, you know, or maybe my nose is not exactly right. Who could love me? I'm talking about a beautiful woman. Yes. But yet she sees herself as a nothing. I couldn't love myself. Nobody could love me. Well, what'd that do to her? She broke the royal law of God. God told you to love yourself, didn't he? Did he say that in the royal law? If you fulfill the royal law, according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. Now then, who are we supposed to love as Christians? Everybody, including ourselves. But, this is the kicker. Every time you see this but and if, you better watch out.
That's right.
But if you have respect of persons. Okay, the respect of persons. I don't love myself because I'm not pretty enough. I don't have the tight skin that I used to have. So who could love me? Well, get over it. But if you have respect of persons, you commit sin. Oh, if you have respect of persons, you do what?
You commit sin.
You sin. I mean, who would ever thought that having respect of persons is sin? Now, I think about a man of God that went to Africa many years ago that I knew of. And he went down there. And, of course, I don't know if you know, if you've ever been to Africa. No, I have. And there is a whole lot of black people in Africa. You know that? And there's a whole lot of white people down there, too, but not near as many as there are black. But there used to be a whole lot of white people in America and a few blacks. But now we've got a lot more black and a lot less white. But we still got them. We got every creed, color, nationality. And who made all of them? Okay, God. So, must he love us all?
Yes.
Yeah, he does all the same. So, this black preacher went to Africa, and he was up here on the stand, and one of the black brothers came, and he put his arm around him, one of the preachers. And when he did, some of the other white preachers out there, they said, get your arm out from around that blankety blank. They called him something bad. And he put his arm, pulled him, and he said, this is my brother. He's a Christian. And he reached over and kissed the guy on the cheek. When he kissed the guy on the cheek, some of those other guys that were pastors out there, they got so mad, they started to turn around and say, you know, you guys have hatred in your heart. You hate your brother. You know, the scripture said, if you hate your brother, you're a murderer.
That's right.
And the Lord of God says, no murder has eternal life.
Amen.
So if you show respect, see, people don't understand the scripture. They don't read this book. But if you have respect of persons, oh, you're going to show favoritism between black and white. Oh, when I used to think, whenever I learned this, I was raised in a little county in Texas that didn't have no blacks, no Spanish, no nothing. I only saw a white person until I was 10. And then we went down to Austin and to see my dad's brother, and I saw my first black person. I said, Daddy, what's wrong with that man? His skin's black. He said, Son, that's a Negro. I mean, God made him with black skin. I said, I've never seen nobody like that. He said, well, then God makes a lot of them, son. We just happen to be where we live. There's not any. And then I learned how people treated people back in those days that were black.
Yeah.
If you're black, don't you stop in my town.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you're black, you can't eat in my restaurant.
Yeah.
If you're black, you can't use that restroom. What, that black person went in that restroom? I ain't using that restroom. Y'all remember those days?
Yeah.
Respect a person. Did we have respect to persons?
Mm-hmm.
I told God one day, I said, Lord, why didn't you just make us all the same color? And we wouldn't have had this problem. And then when I got a little older, I went in the military. And, of course, when I was called to go overseas in the Vietnam War, I went to Japan. Well, I saw all these little oriental yellow people, you know. And they all look just exactly the same. I wonder if we look the same to them like they do to us. I go over there and I couldn't tell one from another. They all look exactly the same. I mean, that's just, I'm sorry, but that's just the way it was. And I thought to myself, I went over to Korea then, and those are Orientals in Korea too. Just a little guff of water between the two, you know. And I go over there, and of course, when I'm in Korea, I walk up to some guy there, and I said, by the way, are you Korean or Japanese? And my land, that guy read me the riot act. Don't you call me no Jap. I said, well, I didn't call you a Jap, sir. I just said, are you Japanese or Oriental? He said, I'm a Korean, and don't you ever mention the word Jap to me. Well, I walked away, and I said, God, it wouldn't have made any difference. You'd made every one of us exactly the same color eyebrows, same color hair, same size, same weight, and you couldn't tell us apart. We'd have found something to held something against each other with. Isn't that awful? But why do you think the enemy gets in here and does it? Because the royal law says you're not to show respect to persons. No respect to persons. So if I'm a little older, can you show respect to persons?
No.
If I'm a little younger, you don't like my white hair. You don't like the color of my eyes.
Or no hair.
Or no hair, yeah. I mean, well, Frank's got some hair, but I remember one of the good friends of mine, he was a manager of a place of business over in Louisville. One day I walked in over there, and he had hair like Frank does here, you know, a little on the back, and not much. He had a whole lot less than Frank does. And he had a big caption on the wall there. It says, God made a few heads perfect, and the rest of them he put hair on. I thought, okay, so it don't make no difference. The thing about it is, who made all them heads? God did.
I just say grass doesn't grow in a busy street.
Amen. There you go. Grass don't grow in a busy street. That's one way to put it. So it's busy. But if we show respect to persons because somebody doesn't have hair or because they have hair or whatever, if you fulfill the royal law according to the Scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you do well. Now then, how many of us in the church don't do that? There's a lot of us. You know, we don't fulfill that royal law. But if you have respect to persons. Now then, I'm patting this guy comes in a $5,000 suit and a real nice hat. And I say, oh, brother, come down here and sit on the front row. I got a feeling you're going to give us a good donation.
Yeah.
Now, see, first thing, I'm living in sin right there. Yeah, that's when I tell Cheryl, I say, Cheryl, honey, don't tell me what people give. You know, I do not want to know. You know, I mean, you know, I said, just take care of the records. And that way, when I walk up and look at somebody, if he ain't give a dime or if he's give $1 million, it don't make any difference to me. I can treat you the same.
Amen.
You know, I've even had people call the ministry before and somebody's leave me a note. This man, this woman said they give to this ministry and they expect to call back today from you. I said, hey, I ain't for sale. I ain't for sale.
Amen.
I said, if you give to this ministry for any reason other than to give to God, you're giving for the wrong reason. You know, I'm not the healer. I do show no respect to persons. I have gone out in the middle of the night to pray for people. In fact, I'm going to tell you, whenever a lady called me, just to show you what I mean when I say no respect to persons. One Thursday night, a lady right here in Justin called me and said, Thurman, I have a good friend of mine by the name of Judy that's down in Corpus Christi, and she just called and said goodbye. She's, I think, 53. She has breast cancer. See, now she didn't know these things. She said, she has breast cancer, she's had it for 2 years, and a doctor says she's going to die this week. So said, within a week. So if I and my husband buy you an airplane ticket, will you fly to Corpus Christi and pray for her Saturday morning? I said, sure. I wasn't near as busy as I am today. So Saturday morning, 5 o'clock. I mean, I get up at 5 o'clock and go to DFW Airport and catch an airplane, go to Houston, have an hour or two layover, fly to Corpus Christi and get there at 10:20. And her husband picks me up and takes me to their little apartment. And I get there, and this little woman is so weak. It had taken her 3 hours to get out of bed and put on a suit of clothes because she said, I didn't want you to minister to me in my bed in my gown because I'm a lady. I thought, praise God. But she sat there in that chair, and for 5 hours, I quoted the Word of God to that couple. I showed them these promises for 5 hours. Then at the end of that 5 hours, I looked at my watch, and I said, oh, my goodness. I said, I got to be on an airplane in an hour. I sure don't want to miss that. I said, I need to be on. I said, have you heard enough of God's Word to be healed? And this woman says, she looked at me with fire in her eyes. Little 50-something-year-old, 53, I think it was, Baptist woman. She said, yes. She said, you come over and cast this devil of hell out of me right now, and I'm going to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. And I went over there and laid my hand on Judy, anointed her with oil, cast the devil out of her, and Judy was instantly healed. That woman had not had a bite of food in 3 weeks. Her intestines were blocked. Her colon was blocked. She could not eat. And after casting the devil out of her, praying the prayer of faith for her, she walked down the steps with her husband. We got on a car, drove me out to the airplane, and we got to the parking lot. She said, we're going to walk you to the gate. I said, do you think you feel like that? Remember, it took her 3 hours to get out of bed. She got out of that car. She said, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. I am healed. Praise. Hadn't had a bite to eat in 3 weeks. Walks down that corridor all the way, weighs me off, and her and her husband, she gets back in the car. She said, honey, I'm healed. I hadn't had nothing to eat in 3 weeks. There's the best fried shrimp place in town. Stop down there. I'm going to have a fried shrimp dinner tonight. And she stopped and ate every bite of a fried shrimp dinner. And Sunday morning, about 8 o'clock, my phone rang. She said, praise God, Brother Thurman. I want you to know I had a fried shrimp dinner with my husband last night after you left. And she said, I'm telling you, everything in my body worked perfect this morning. I am completely healed in the name of Jesus. Now then, let me tell you, if you show respect to persons, and you've got the time, and you say, what? You want me to go to Corpus to pray for somebody? That means I got to get up at 5 to catch an airplane, to go down there to be able to be there all day to spend time to get her healed, and then get back home at 10:30 that night from 5 till 10:30. That's my Saturday. Forget it. I ain't going to go. Now then, guess why I get to see God do miracles? I've given my life to the King.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.